You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Crooked Coke,
Soiled Date,
Seat Greed,
X-Rated Order.
Ooh, X-Rated Order. Sounds sexy.
Not when you say it.
Yeah. Oh.
Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
Wow. we're recording on Monday, October 2nd, in evening just after supper here, and there's a whole lot going on.
Yeah, that's the reason for my somber tone.
First things first, we would be remiss. We don't want to bring everybody down, but we just had the events in Las Vegas last night. And we're just, you know, it's kind of horrifying for us to see something, you mean, with the mass shooting going on. And we're just hoping, you mean, for the families. Yeah. Like, it's terrible, and there's no words, and there's nothing we can do, and I'm not going to be one of those, oh, thoughts and prayers. No, because you know what? A, I'm atheist, but you know, like, and B, it just, you know, it's, I don't know what more to say about it. It just...
Yeah, and Vegas is a town that everybody goes to, and it's so, everybody goes to Vegas, right? So in the shooting of the people who were killed, there were two of our own citizens killed.
Yep.
You know,
well,
so
yeah, it's a tourist town, and it's, people are affected everywhere, and we just hope that, you know, we just hope we've seen the last of this, but it doesn't seem to be. So anyway, we, you know, again, you know, what can we say? I don't know, Roman.
It just, you know, stay strong. I mean, this stuff is tough, but it is a very resilient nation. You know, you guys won't let this stop you from being you, and that's the most important thing.
Yep, exactly. So, other news, tragic news. We literally just came across my desk. We texted each other like an hour ago. We just lost Tom Petty.
Yeah, I sent it over to Rob by teletype.
Because we have that in Canada here. Breaking news.
Tom Petty passed away. My heart attack, unfortunately. You know, fantastic musician, artist. We love this music.
Herbert, the Swedish Chef, or Tom Petty?
I think they're the same person.
No.
We'll see now. Because if the Swedish Chef doesn't show up anymore.
Yes. Exactly.
That's fucking dark.
But,
dark.
Yeah, I know it's dark, but I'll jump. We're you know, like, yeah, Tom Petty, obviously, we're kids of the 80s, late 70s and 80s. Like, it's, you know, he was constantly on the radio, and now he's...
Right, we were mentally affected by the traveling Wilburys, man.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, now they're Wilbury, I think. I think two are left, but...
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, so that's more tragic news. And while, you know what, I might as well just complete the trifecta. My wife and I put our dog to sleep last night.
Oh, jeez, yeah, Rob.
I know.
Welcome to the murder podcast, where all we talk about is death.
Yes. Well, that's it. And again, I'm all joking. Like, we rescued a Jack Russell Terrier about 3-4 years ago, and she was... just one of those puppy mills in Kentucky, and just bred. She had a lot of problems with her because she was basically caged and had made to have babies her whole life. So when we got her, you know, I mean, she had her issues, but she had her last 3-4 years were awesome.
She seemed happy every time I went there.
Yeah.
So, you know, so, it was good that you know, you gave her a good life.
Well, the thing is, it's never easy. Obviously, you know, I mean, having a pet, and then there, you don't realize how much they're a part of your daily routine until you go through a day without them. And yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like I said, it's not it's not awesome, but there, you know, there are worse things, and you hope you outlive your pets. Like, that's, it's assumed when you get them.
Especially a goldfish. Jesus.
Well, not yeah. goldfish. I didn't put my goldfish as I put my dog.
I still remember that I still remember the old joke where it said that goldfish were they're cheaper not to feed. It costs $3 for food, but it costs 18 cents for a goldfish.
Yeah.
So if you just bought a goldfish every 3 days, it would yeah. still be cheaper than the food.
Yeah, you know? that's horrifying. But anyway, back to my tragedy. Yes, Franny, you will be missed. We loved you dearly. And but yeah, hey, this is these things do happen. So yeah. Now, we might as well just throw a fourth on there. During this, since our last recording, Hugh Hefner passed away.
Yes, that's right. I forgot to mention you.
Now, okay, this is where I got to get into something here.
Yeah, now this kind of falls into what we do as a podcast.
Yes.
Hef has a lot to do with, you know, our upbringing.
Yes, and this is what I mean. And every guy on my Facebook or Twitter had, like, you mean, was pouring one out for Hef and, like, just, oh, we'll miss him. Well, what a guy, what a this. And nothing from the ladies, obviously, but we have to make something clear. We're not like, yes, we realize what he was, you mean, and how he lived his life. And we're not saying live your life that way or model yourself after him. But being young men before the age of the internet and you mean, being going through all that stuff without the handy internet around, Playboy was a huge thing for us.
Well, yeah, actually, if you could quantify it as anything,
yeah,
right? It was the grapevine.
Yeah.
You know, I heard it through the grapevine. Literally, you would find these abandoned, swelled up magazines yes. that were left out in the rain in a culvert somewhere in the middle of the yeah. woods. You know, and it had Miss September from 15 years before.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, man, look at that 70s bush.
Well, yeah. But, yeah, we didn't know any better back then. Yeah. There wasn't, you know, I mean, nobody was shaving. By the time we, you know, by the time you actually got the saw, we see one for yourself. Anyway. Yeah. So yeah, and again, it's not. We're not holding him up, and we're not like, oh wow, what a great guy. It just
speak for yourself. I am the guy who basically is always asking for
nudes,
you know, tasty nudes,
tasty
and,
nudes,
and so yes, you're like, oh, we didn't hear anything from the ladies. Oh, we did.
Oh,
and
I know.
It was the yeah. complete opposite of what the guys exactly. were saying.
But like I'm saying,
it doesn't matter. For me, that was a pardon the pun. It's not even a pun, but it's the actual word. A seminal part of my youth. Yeah. He's the reason that you you had to walk through the room. And I shared a room with my brother. He's the reason that there were landmines in my room. You had to be careful what socks or what towel you picked up.
Yes,
you know, because if not, you know, when this stuff dried, it was like super glue, or you know, yeah. and or you heard the crunchiness.
Oh, okay, this is disgusting. We crossed the line for a show. I think I'm going to quit. But no, I we realized we had got the exact opposite post from the ladies. But in a time before the internet, like when guys did no idea what were, it's not like they taught us anything either. It just, oh, that's what they look like. Oh, okay. Fantastic.
There's only two of them. Okay.
Okay, good. Yes. And that yeah, back there, that's the, all right. Right.
Total Recall just lied to me. There's only two of them. No,
there's only two. That's right. So anyway, that's, you know, I mean, hey, Hugh Hefner, but he was 91.
No, but he was a pioneer. He started this magazine with just a few bucks, and then he kept fighting, and he made it a giant empire.
Yeah.
You know where Playboy makes most of its money these days? Because everybody knows magazines and newspapers. No. They've all kind of
print.
They're slowly dying out, right? Print yep. is dying out. So how do they stay in business?
I don't know. How are you going to tell me?
Okay. Yeah, they are. They make their money by marketing licensing fees from the bunny.
Yeah, from the
logo. So that Playboy, that iconic bunny symbol.
Yep.
Well, they put it on everything, and they just basically they make money from the trademark. So
yeah.
people are like, okay, we'll pay you so much to use that on our – okay,
so
sure.
If you're going to get mad –
$55 million a year.
If you're going to get mad at Hugh Hefner and Playboy, then you have to get mad at Baby Einstein. You have to get mad you know, like any other trademark out there, Lego. You know, like,
yeah, he built a business, and whether you believe in what he did or don't believe, it doesn't matter. He built his business, and he was very successful at it.
And the weird part, and the weird thing is, there will literally never be another one like it, just because it just we don't live in a world where that where like magazines are going to be some guy's going to start a new magazine and everybody's going to buy it. Like just that is dead and gone. It's over. It's,
no, coming from a purely Puritan society that the U.S. was, for him to do this, that was breaking new ground. Now, you can say you've done it on the internet. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Heff was first, and then you had Larry Flint and a couple other guys. You know, it was Larry Flint who was the creator of Hustler.
Yes.
I'm sure you didn't know this, Rob. But
thank you. I'm learning.
I need to educate you on this. But there were a few pioneers in that when it came to that stuff because the country was so Puritan. So, you're not going to see anybody do this again because, the rights for all kinds of people have changed and people feel that they're entitled to different things. And now they look at they want to go back to the past and destroy the past and say like, oh, that was evil. Well, no, it wasn't. It was actually at the time it was something that we didn't know we needed and it changed the way.
Oh, you needed it.
Oh, what?
Good Lord. Oh, it was needed. Boy, howdy.
what was it? That I think it was Bridesmaids where she said, you know what it's like raising teenage boys? She goes, all they do is masturbate. She goes, I snapped a comforter in half the other day.
Oh, wow. Okay, so anyway, Hugh Hefner, Tom Petty, my dog Franny. Wow. Just
all the victims in Las Vegas and the victims from last night's shooting in Toronto. That's another one I don't
Another one, yeah. It doesn't matter what side of the border you're on, really. It's just
so you take all this stuff, and what we want to do is we're just going to bring you a little bit of comedy. You know, to now that we've thoroughly brought you down.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I'm not done my show notes. We're very top heavy today.
Working on it. All right, I'm dieting, and I bet. You didn't mean
no.
Me.
The show is top heavy. Yes. Oh, what else did we have? We had International Podcast Day over the weekend. We were unable to partake in some of the festivities, especially over at the EMC Podcast Network with Randy and Jesse and all the good people over there. But we were able to send in a message, and our message was received. So if you listen to the EMC live feed, I'm sure it's up and about.
It's on their Facebook page.
Okay, so go to the EMC Podcast Network and go to their Facebook page, and you'll see we're, I think, around an hour 22 or something, I believe.
Yeah, an hour 22 or something. They start talking about us about an hour and 20, and then they lead into the promo we did. So it's a minute long, shots were fired. Received.
You know what we will? I play because Jesse and Randy they do the Grolix podcast, which we promote here on the show. Maybe in lieu of their promo, I'll play our message. I'll tag it on the slap it on the end of the episode. So
at the end of the episode, you're going to hear our 1 minute congratulations for
happy International Podcast Day.
Exactly, Yeah, you might hear something.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's not that offensive. But other news. Let me see. Kyle, my good buddy Kyle from the Tumbling Saber, reached out to us on Twitter, and he was saying, he made a quote. He said, in quotations, it's your money. And that was from last week's episode, which he was giggling about. So if you don't know what that's about, you better go back and listen to last week's episode. So he went on Twitter and he said, if you haven't heard this episode, or if you're not listening to Roman Podcast, you should. And the feeling is likewise, if you're into Star Wars and you're not listening to Tumbling Saber, please go ahead and do it. They do a lot of work with us, especially at the Star Wars Commonwealth Network, which I do my monthly stuff with the talkstarwars.co.uk. So if that's your thing and that's your jam, go check them out for sure. Tumbling Saber.
Yeah, it's your money. So that means that if you, like Rob said, if you haven't heard the previous episode, go listen to it.
Yes.
I don't even remember the quote, so I'm going to go listen to the previous episode after this one.
There you go, people. And one last thing. I was at the Hamilton Comic Con this weekend.
How did that go?
Awesome. A couple things. I met the guy that was the actor and puppeteer for Admiral Akbar. He wasn't the voice. That man, gentleman, has passed away. You know that. It's a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap, of
but
course. Yeah,
that's the one. And I got an autograph from him, and it says, run, Rob, it's a trap. And so thank you very much. That's Tim. And who else did I read? Paul Blake. He was the gentleman that played Guido. Remember who shot first? Han or Guido? From Star Wars A New Hope, the first one?
Oh, yes.
Guido, the green guy,
the
Rodian,
right?
Yeah. But he signed my thing, Rob, always shoot first, Paul Blake. So,
yeah, and that's why your wife has many hobbies.
Yes, well, you know, hey, like you know, what am I going to do? And but other cool stuff. I had a massive podcast meetup on yesterday on Sunday. There is the Elegant Weapon podcast, the Droids Canada podcast. What else? The Rad G show. There's so many of them. We were all part of either EMC or Tangent Bound. And we had a massive kind of meetup, and we're all kind of talking with each other. And the Droids Canada, they were nice enough. They gave me they interviewed me real quick, talk about the Roman podcast and what I was doing at the con, and spreading the good word. So, guys, thank you very much. It was a good time, and it was finally nice to put some faces to pods, or faces to voices, or
right.
You know. So,
did anybody ask about me?
And they ask about Roman. They ask about the Roman pod and cast.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah,
okay.
And
but nothing.
Were you missed?
Right. That's what I think what I'm looking at.
No, I was there. I was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I handle it. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'll go to all the nerd stuff, and you just, you know. Anyway. No, you actually, yeah, you were missed. It would have been cool to have you there because there was a bunch of us hanging out and just talking pods and, you mean, all cross-pogination. And what do we call it? The quad pod? Because there was like four different podcasts represented in like this little hut. We were huddled in this little corner. So,
you know, that's an interesting title. That could go a couple different ways.
Yes, the quad pod. So, guys, if you're listening, yeah, it was really awesome to meet you. And I'm looking forward to checking out all your good stuff. And what else? Oh, in 2 weeks, I think it's the weekend of the 14th, 15th, I will be at the London, Ontario Comic Con. So if you're missing out on all these meetups and all this good stuff, just I'll be at that one. So I'll be there, I think, on the Saturday all day. So it should be fun.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Well, you're making the rounds of the cons anyway.
Well, it is con season, and it is, fortunately, my daughter loves going, and I love going, and, you know, a lot of, you know what I was mentioning to somebody? It's the awkwardness that it's just the people there, and it's like they all got a kind of little quirk to them, but it's so awesome that they're out, and these people... A lot of them really love it. It's amazing. So it's really something.
I feel that you're not being recognized enough. So you know the wrestling belt that I placed over there.
Yes.
In the Flannel Beaver Studios.
Yeah,
I think you should wear that over your shoulder.
Yeah, but then I'd blend right in because everybody's wearing one over there. Because this weekend they had Shawn Michaels. I saw Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I saw the One Man Gang. Who else did I see? One of the Road Warriors, the one that's alive.
Well, one would hope.
Yes, he was there. Who else was there?
They brought the dead one. Oh, shit.
Ernie Hudson, one of the Ghostbusters. Yeah. Bronson Pinchot? Balki Balatakamus?
Oh, Bronson. He's still funny.
Yeah. He was there. Who is it? John Heater? He was Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite, yeah.
And Carlton's sisters from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nice.
Hillary and Ashley, I think their names were on their show on the show. But anyway, sure. Yeah, it's, like I said, I know it's not like they don't jump out at the page on you. Like, oh, look at all these celebrities. But when I didn't go talk to all these celebrities, but they're like, oh my God, there's Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I know that guy. Oh, Nikolai Volkoff. He was walking around. Hey, how you doing? Oh, and Burt Ward. How can I forget Burt Ward? Robin from the original.
Robin.
66 you mean Batman.
So again, of the cast of Batman and Robin, so he's the one that's still alive, is what you're
saying. Yes, because we've lost Adam West.
Yes, of course.
So. Wow. So again, normally I don't got a whole lot to talk about. That was a depressing beginning, and well, I hope we saved it with a little quad pod talk, and you know.
Yeah, you need a cigarette after that one.
Yes. If only I still smoked cigarettes.
That's right. You know, a virtual cigarette.
A virtual cigarette. Yes, thanks. Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that?
That's it? All I got. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yes.
So that's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Normally, well, we used to have a lot of front end stuff. A lot of the other episodes, but it's been a while where we haven't had a lot to talk about. So
yeah, and,
it's a summer. Usually summer's a lot slower, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and fantasy football, I think we're both losing, so we can carry on. We'll hit on that next week when we got less
time. Yeah, my team that the listeners picked for me, they got trounced like literally goose egg.
Yes.
No Miami points.
Don't worry. My Giants are 4-0. Haven't won yet. So don't worry about it. We're not talking about that today. Well, let's have some funny stuff.
All right, let's talk about stuff that I think would cheer everybody up. So, sex robot sent for repair after being molested at tech fair.
And naturally. So, go on. Can tell me about this.
The realistic doll was left heavily soiled after visitors got too handsy.
Go on.
Okay, so this is a 3,000-pound British pound Samantha sex robot.
Right.
Suffered two broken fingers. Oh my God, where were those going? And left in a filthy state by a barrage of male attention at the Arts Electronica Festival in Linz, Austria. Hey, sex doll, come here. I'm going to put your fingers somewhere.
Yeah. You're gonna pump me up.
It's just every time he inserts a finger, he goes, yeah.
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 Das is good, yeah.
Das is good.
You feel us follow mine shaft, yes. Anyway, okay, so Well,
yeah, let me give you an idea. So it says the people, this is in quotations, right?
Right.
So this is the ones, remember that I said that all the sex dolls come from Spain?
Yes.
Well, this is one of those dolls, and they went to this expo in Austria.
Okay.
And they said the people mounted Samantha's breasts, her legs, and arms. Two fingers were broken. She was heavily soiled. The intelligent
heavily quote soiled? Doll, like she was gang raped is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just they all got together and just decided to fuck a toaster. The intelligent doll can reply when spoken to and reacts when being touched in places like her breasts and her hips. For instance, by moaning, Joanna, I didn't have a choice. She said she was begging me.
She was begging me. Well, I guess we've been over this a couple weeks ago with the nurses, remember? We have to reform our, if someone has passed out or now dead, please don't, that does not equal consent. So
now
I guess,
sex robots in there?
Well, yeah, but apparently she gave consent, right? Like she, did she? Or was
it's a reflex action.
Yeah. Exactly. So when someone jams a finger up your ass, you're like, oh. Like you...
Eins finds Polizeis.
Like, does that make it okay? Like,
so they're saying basically, they're saying that it's not built for to be roughly treated like that.
Gang raped, yes, okay.
Yeah. It's like people can be bad because they did not understand the technology and did not have to pay for it. They treated the doll like barbarians.
Well, yeah, it's like you don't throw your Xbox remote across the room. Why would you? Fucking break your fingers on your sex doll. Like, what's the matter with you?
Touch my monkey. Touch my barbarian monkey.
Like,
so, yeah. So, anyways, this goes on for a while. It's like they talk about how it allows you to fulfill fantasies and blah, blah, blah.
Apparently.
But they're like, it's being sent to, I love it, it's being shipped back to Barcelona. And for cleaning repairs. Remember I said you needed a pressure washer to clean this thing? Well, never more has there needed a pressure washer. You could have used this thing for its actual purpose.
Yeah.
And it would have been cleaner than what these people did in Austria.
Well, yeah, exactly. And again, like how much, what, they got to, can they retread those tires?
You know what I mean? Well, like, yeah.
Like, I don't see, you know what I mean? Like, some of those barbarians, like.
Point, right? I think that's the whole point. You can just keep retreading the tires.
Hey boy, yeah, exactly. It's like, ooh, this is...
But these are the same dolls where they said that you have to kind of... You can't just start mounting it and playing with it. You have to woo it because you have to hit certain keys and levels for it to allow consent to happen.
Don't break their fingers. It's just okay, like, so now a bunch of...
Break.
A bunch of Australians gang raped and forced themselves on a sex doll.
Austrians,
not Australians.
Yeah, so I said barbarians is because they actually were like a bunch of Conans.
Yes, wow. So, well, that's not cool. Like I can't.
It was left soiled, and by soiled, do you mean ball dragging marks? Like, what exactly?
Soil? Well, no, obviously it was used. Like when you're in a hotel room and there's soiled linens. Like, it doesn't always mean shit.
No, I know, but they're it's in the middle of a display, like at like one of these electronic shows. So nobody mounted the thing and had sex with it, but whatever they did, by the time they were done, they're like, oh dear God.
Here, hold
you
on.
People are animals. You're barbarians, every one of you.
I just hold my coat in front of me, would you? Yeah. I'm gonna break a piece off here. Like, don't rape technology. Like, at least buy one and then do what the fuck you want with it. Like,
yeah. So invest in a pressure washer if you're gonna buy one of these dolls. That's all I'm saying.
There we go. All right, next story.
Next story. All right, moving on here. So, man dressed as Coke bottle robs Kentucky restaurant.
Okay, go on. I'm intrigued. I'm listening.
Yeah, so he's basically wearing a Halloween costume dressed as a giant Coke bottle.
Right, Coke Zero?
They're still running. No, just regular Coke.
Okay, classic Coke. Okay. Go on. I'm painting the picture. Go on.
Okay, so he basically decided that he was going to rob the place. He knocked on the door, and the guy opened the door from the side of the business and was a little confused. And then the guy came in with a handgun and decided – there's a whole bust a cap in his ass joke here, but I'm not saying it.
No, no.
Anyways, he got $500 from the restaurant and got away in a minivan. So if you're in Kentucky and you see a guy dressed as a Coke bottle, maybe don't open the door. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's usually good. It's a good thing if somebody's dressed up in a Halloween costume or something, and they knock on your door, and you don't know who it is, and they have masks on, and you can't tell who they are. Yeah, maybe don't open it. Like, you know what I mean? But then again, it's a Coke bottle. Like, you're like, I'm intrigued.
Like, it's okay, honey. It's only clowns.
Yeah, it's only clowns. It's classic Coke. It's not Coke Zero. Don't worry, Rob asked. It's not Coke Zero. We're good.
And it's not that Green Label shit. Don't worry, it's safe.
So is this just like a public service message then?
Public service announcement. Just watch out for Coke bottles robbing stores.
Okay, in Kentucky. I would be in more Kentucky. Worried about their bourbon. Because I've had some of that and not always ended well. So.
All right, let's jump to the next story.
Okay, let's jump to it, yeah.
Okay, a couple busted for filming X-rated video inside a Burger King.
Okay, go on. Continue. I want to hear the rest of this.
Yeah, a Louisiana couple is facing charges after allegedly filming a series of explicit X-rated films in a public location, including one that was shot at a Burger King. Let's see here. So they reported that these two people, they're 33 and 35 years old, filmed pornographic content inside a public library, a supermarket, in addition to one made in a popular fast food chain, according to the New York Post. So there was reports of lewd activity. So, you know, I'm a fan of the word lewd.
Of course, yes.
According to the New York Post, and they said that that they started hunting these people down. They were able to identify them.
Of course.
They engaged apparently in sexual activity in all the places you're not supposed to.
Well, it's Burger King. You mean like, hey, I guess he wanted it his way and he got it his way. That's their slogan. Like, they're not like McDonald's where you can't change your shit up. You mean they're like, no, Burger King. It says right on the sign. You want it, you get it your way. Like,
what's the charge for this, officer? Oh, it's a Whopper.
Well, maybe Whopper Jr. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So then they went on Pornhub to announce that that they recently went to jail and were bailed out, and they posted it on Pornhub.
Of course.
I guess they're trying to – I don't know. There's a way to crowdfund.
Well, I can hear –
because that's your target audience.
I can hear our listeners actually clicking now like Pornhub, Burger King, like –
Yeah. They got 4,000 subscribers and their video has been seen 1.7 million times.
Exactly.
And that's not even their sex video.
No. Okay, so you know, I'm one of those germ guys. I'm not a huge fan of people touching my food. I know when I go to a restaurant, there's cooks in the back that have to touch my food to prepare it, but this is just goes above and beyond. Like, you know, it's Burger King. It's very delicious, but I don't know. I don't think I'm down with people fucking on my Burger King. Like,
it's the special sauce, man.
Well, they don't have special sauce. They just have mayo.
Oh, they do now.
They do now. Try our new crispy chicken sandwich. Wink, wink. Oh, no. No.
You make it stop.
No. I get the, you know, the fantasy kind of thing. I guess there's people that are into that, you know. Like, we talked about that last week about people crapping on people's lawns and people getting off and people are, you know, go to Burger King and maybe, you know, I mean, whatever. Like, again, we pound this drum every week. Whatever you got to do on the weekend to make sure you go to work Monday morning with a smile on your face, like, fuck, as long as it's consensual and you're not hurting anybody, well, I guess this falls under those lines. It just, man, I don't want to know about it.
It's just, it's hurting other people. It's like, if I got out of the washroom, I don't want to have to walk in there and be like, you know, like trip over a key light.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I also, too, you don't want to be driving by and like, oh, look, oh, are we in time for a Big Mac or a Whopper? I'm like, oh, wait, I think I'm going to pass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It looks like those people are fucking in the Burger King. I'm just gonna drive home. Maybe Subway. Maybe I'll start eating fresh.
This is a Burger King, people. Have some respect. Raise your standards. Go do this in a Chipotle.
Yeah, exactly. We're God intended. Wow. Yeah. So don't have sex in Burger King restaurants, or at least don't have sex in my Burger King restaurant.
Yeah,
I'm okay with the rest of it. Just not the one where I frequent.
Awesome. All right, dude, let's get to the last story of the day.
I know it's we don't mean to rush through here, but like I said, we were top heavy with a lot of bummer, so we're just trying to pound out the happy, as we're known to do, pounding out the happy.
All right, so instead of going with a standard Florida story, we're gonna go with a Canadian story.
Yay.
Canadian couple ends epic custody battle over hockey tickets.
Wow. Are season tickets, I'm assuming?
Yeah, season tickets. So when you go through a divorce, in most places, you know, you fight over the children or you fight over property.
Yes.
In Canada, if you have season tickets for something, that's what you're fighting about.
Yes. Are they for the Toronto Maple Leaf?
No, they're for the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, wow.
This is on Edmonton. So they, you know, but Edmonton Oilers fans are hardcore fans,
yeah.
And neither of them wanted to give up their ticket. They both said to the other one, well, you give up your ticket. And then the husband said, look, I will pay you. Like, he pays her, I think he says here, he pays his former wife $15,000 a month in spousal support already.
Wow.
So he must be making a ton of money.
Right.
And I think he offered her a bunch of money. You know, on top of that, to say, just why don't you just, I'll buy you out.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't want to. These are my seats, just like they're your seats. And I want to buy, you know, you give me them. She didn't say buy you out, obviously, because she's getting money.
No, of course not. Yeah.
But it went to court. Anyways, it came down that basically it's going to end up by being, he's going to have first choice. He gets both tickets the first game.
Right.
Then she gets the next game.
Oh,
and then back
fuck.
And forth and back and forth. So the court decided he gets first pick of first game.
Well, wait a second. Is both their names on the fucking receipt?
Probably.
Well, they have.
But they were
be.
Married. It doesn't matter. It ends
I
up
know,
by being property owned by both.
Yeah, but
so
and I understand. Like, obviously, like if you got premium seats, I know, especially because we live close to Toronto. Like, those are generational season ticket holders, like, you know what I mean, like, it's like it's almost like Wrigley Field in Chicago for baseball. It's like there's some of these places, especially in Edmonton, and in Edmonton there's fuck all else to do. Like, that's that's the thing. Yeah, you have CFL football, but it's the Oilers are the be all and end all. Like, there's no basketball team, there's no,
and the only way
nightlife.
Like, he's already paying. He's paying her $15,000 a month in support.
Yeah.
The tickets range from $8,000 to $23,000, which you know he's paying for.
Of course.
Because she's getting $15,000 a month in support, right?
Well,
so the only way – so not only is he paying for the alimony, he's paying for the tickets for her to get half the games.
Yeah.
So the only way to spite her is you got two choices, right?
Right.
You could either – well, three choices. You go to the games together. That's not going to happen.
No.
You could go to the games separately, which the judge has said that's what you're going to do. Or you could stop paying, give up your season tickets, and then she loses her seats too, because if you're not buying the season tickets, you give up your season
tickets. Yeah, because she's not going to cut the checks.
And she has no say in it.
Yeah.
She has no say in it. And then now you lose it, but she also loses it.
Yeah. That
and
might...
then you could try to get, you know, you could try to spend the next 20 years getting season tickets, or never. You may never get them.
Yeah. But well, I'm sure he can get seasons, but not where he wants to sit. You know what I mean? Like,
Probably figuring, well, you know, if maybe I'll outweigh her, you know, and she'll eventually get tired. But if he's paying for it, she's never going to give him up.
Yeah, exactly. And also, but also too, like if once she has her house, once you, or it would go either way. Like if it was the woman giving the man spousal support, or like it is in this way with the man giving a woman, it doesn't matter. Like once you own your house and your vehicle in Edmonton, like what do you need fucking 15 grand a month for? Like there's, what are you going to, the only thing you would spend 15 grand a month on in Edmonton is fucking Oiler tickets. And you've got those. So you know what I mean? Like, come on.
Well, that's the way the courts work, right? They always say that she's entitled to the same lifestyle she had when she was living with him. Even if she, like, I don't know what their situation was, why they broke up.
Right.
But even, let's say, hypothetically, if she cheated on him, she'd still get the money. It's not like,
well, the judge but goes, you'd have an adultery charge. So that would change things up a bit. Yeah, but
that doesn't apply in Canada. That doesn't happen here, man.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
So
it most certainly does. Yeah. It does there. It sways in the decision. Like there's no like charges. Like you're not like going to jail. But yeah, it's there's definitely like it's not like the states where it's works differently. But it is taken into consideration. So
basically, yeah. Like you're stuck with this person the rest of your life. And like, I don't know if they had kids. I have no idea. But if this is a person you wanted out of your life, well, now you're stuck with them because every game. Like, you have to have a place where you both pick up the tickets because they're only going to send the tickets to one place.
Yeah.
Right? So unless they're at will call.
Yeah.
You know, and where the other person could sneak in and take them anyways.
I don't know. It's just horrible. It just sounds spiteful. Like, I guess they can both be huge fans, but it just sounds like petty. You know what I mean?
Of course it's petty. Yeah. But what I would do is I would pay the people who sit around me who are season ticket holders.
Right.
And if they're my friends, if I've convinced them to be my friend and not their friend, her friends, then I would have it so that she would have a miserable time every time.
Oh, yeah, because every time you go to the game, you're buying the rounds. Hey, all my friends that sit around me, drinks on me, and he's got the money to do it. Yeah, exactly. And then when she shows up, it's like, well, you're not buying drinks?
Oops, I spilled the beer on you. Yeah, oh, did I drop my popcorn?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is my giant sombrero blocking you?
Exactly. I don't know. I hope it's just, you mean, I don't hope it's petty, but it's probably petty. Like, it's amazing. We're like, oh my God, this is horrible. Your season tickets for hockey. Like, what the fuck? Is there nothing sacred? So
he must make a lot of money if he's paying 15 grand a month.
Oh, yeah.
In alimony.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's the spousal support. There's no indication, like I said, nothing saying anything about kids. So,
yep.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, well, that's, you know, fuck. Hey. Yeah. What are you going to like? I'm just thankful it's not me. I'm happily married.
That's right. So you got to convince your buddies or those who are season ticket holders around you to maybe get a Jergens bottle with some hot lotion in it and just, you know, put it in, or, you know, some Jergens in a squirt gun.
Oh, yes.
And just squirt the back of her head and go, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She'll give her receipts.
Oh, yes. Or maybe not.
I call it the hot shot section.
Yes. Oh, that's disgusting. Wow. So, should we take care of a little bit of housekeeping?
Okay.
All right. Can you tell the good folks where they can find us on the Twitters?
You can find us at on the Twitters. It's at Roman Pod and Cast, and that's also the Instagram.
Yes.
And yes. And yes.
For yourself.
Myself, they can find me at Roman Citizens. That's Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. It's all there.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, and you can find myself at RobertMMCast on the Twitter and Cast1973 on the Instagrams. And don't forget, for all your show needs, including the networks we're on, Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network, that's RomanPodcast.com. And don't forget our Tasty Nude campaign. You're going to hear all about it in a second when we play our little segment we played on International Podcast Day. But if you have any tasty nudes – you can send them care of Roman, romanpodcast@gmail.com. But if you need any tasteful nudes, because I'm a happily married man, I got a baby in the house, I don't need any tasty lewd stuff lying around. You know, I can't have that here.
No, Rob is into the Louvre.
The Louvre.
Nudes in the Louvre.
That's right. So if you need tasteful nudes, you can send them care of Rob at romanpodcast@gmail.com. And also, don't forget our review reach around. If you are so inclined to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere where they have a review section or a like section, and give us a star rating and review. We call that the review reach around.
Yep, that's a 5-star soiled sex robot reach around.
That's right, just soiled sex robot reach around. Yeah. And another thing, I just mentioned to you before the show. I know it's October, but we are collecting addresses for our holiday cards. I know it sounds a little early, but you mean we do have a bank of addresses that we like to send out when the season arrives around the beginning of December. So if you want a holiday card from Roman and Rob, just direct message us at you can email us at the email address, or you can get one of us on Twitter and give us your address, and we'll be happily send you a signed card from Roman and Rob.
Go to our website, hit the big red button, ask Roman and Rob, and then email us your address, and we'll send you a card.
Yeah, absolutely. Signed. Yeah, we loved you. Yeah, signed, and no jerkins. Unless you want.
No jerkins.
And no tasty or tasteful nudes from us, because you don't want that.
Nobody needs that.
Nobody wants to see that. So other than that, again, sorry for the big bummer at the beginning of the show, but we would be remiss if we didn't at least say something. We're not completely in the dark up here in Canada. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, everybody. I'm Roman.
And I'm Rob.
And we're from the Roman Podcast.
Happy International Podcast Day!
Yay!
Sorry we can't join you guys today, but I'm at the Hamilton, Ontario Comic-Con convention today.
And I'm busy collating all the nudes we receive from our Tasty Nude campaign. By the way, that's at romanpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, for f***'s sakes. You know, honestly, we're trying to do this nice international greeting to the boys at the EMC Podcast Network, because we can't be there today, and you got to bring up this Tasty Nude campaign.
Well, tasty nudes are a form of greeting.
Well, yeah, but 99% of the tasty nudes we get are tasty nudes we don't want.
Look, everybody needs love, all right? I'm just send your nudes to romanpodcast@gmail.com.
Stop soliciting nudes.
Well, what do you want me? The nudes are very important. What do you want me to talk about? You know, imported donuts?
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, imported donuts. We are Canadian, and we're supposed to be projecting this polite Canadian image.
I am. I'm politely asking for nudes.
Fine. I can ask for your nudes.
All right. Can you please send your nudes to romanpodcast@gmail.com? Thank you.
There we go. Well, I guess that's it from our end, guys. Again, we apologize. We are really sorry, honestly, from the bottom of our hearts that we could not join you today for this celebration. But you are with us in our hearts or in our email. Either way, happy International Podcast Day.
Happy International Podcast Day. Send nudes now.
Ah, for fuck's sakes.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.